A growing number of North Carolina's charter schools are setting aside seats for disadvantaged students in their fiercely competitive admission lotteries. It's part of a $37 million push to make those schools more diverse. But Mary Moss, a pioneer in that strategy, warns that even families who value diversity can resist when their kids' options are at stake.
You're going to be fighting battles from multiple places, so you have to believe in it.
WFAE's Ann Doss-Helms reports.
Charlotte Lab School and Community School of Davidson were rarities in the state's booming charter school movement when they decided to set aside seats for low-income students 3 years ago. Today, 18 of the state's 196 charter schools are using lottery set-asides for diversity. Another 18 new or existing schools have plans in the works. Why the new interest? North Carolina now has almost $37 million in federal money for diversity grants, and the weighted lotteries are a requirement to get some of that money. Diversity, or lack of it, has long been a point of contention in the debate over charter schools. Critics like Chris Nordstrom, a senior policy analyst at the left-leaning North Carolina Justice Center, say the independent public schools accelerate racial and economic segregation.
In many cases, they are substantially whiter, substantially wealthier. They've really been, in many cases, avenues for richer, whiter families to leave the traditional public school system.
Dave Machado, director of the State Office of Charter Schools, says he doesn't believe that charter schools are more segregated than other public schools, but he does think it's a good thing to enroll more low-income students in high-performing charter schools. Machado, who led Lincoln Charter School before taking the state job, says the North Carolina Access Grants are a good way to do that. He notes that almost 50 new or existing schools have applied for the grants, which also require charter schools to offer busing, free lunches, and eliminate other barriers to enrolling students of poverty.
In the 20-some years that I have been involved in the charter school movement, I do believe that the NC Access grant is moving the needle more than anything that I have seen.
So, are charter schools more segregated? That's surprisingly hard to answer. Consider Community School of Davidson, one of 53 charter schools serving Mecklenburg County kids. 83% of its students are white, compared with less than 30% in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. In CMS, about 40% of all students are considered economically disadvantaged. Community school founder Joy Warner says about 4% of her students fit that description,
which is obviously super low.
Those are the kind of numbers people cite when they describe charter schools as havens for white and affluent families. But Davidson K-8, less than 2 miles from Warner's school, is the whitest school in CMS at about 78%, and its poverty level is only a bit higher than the charter schools. And while Davidson K-8 pulls from a zone in North Mecklenburg County, Community School of Davidson's students come from several counties. That's a pattern that plays out time and time across the region. Neither charter schools nor most CMS schools reflect the countywide demographics, but they tend to reflect the areas they're located in. Several charter schools in Charlotte have extremely high poverty levels and very few white students, much like the CMS schools near them. And for suburban charter schools, it's often unclear which county would be a valid comparison. Still, Warner and her board want a different mix.
Educationally, I think any kind of diversity you can bring to a learning environment is better for everyone there.
The first North Carolina charter school to set aside seats for low-income students was Central Park School for Children in Durham, a self-described progressive charter school that was attracting mostly middle and upper-income families. It got state permission to alter its lottery in 2013, and 4 years later the state allowed others to do the same. A bit of background. When charter schools have more applicants than seats, they're required to conduct admission lotteries. They can't cherry-pick the best students or the most engaged families, but they can give preference to children of board members and staff and to siblings of current students. At Community School of Davidson, prospective families crowd in every year to watch the board run its computerized lottery.
We certainly wish we could admit all those that have applied, but as you know, that's not possible.
That's CSD Board Chair James Beam opening last year's lottery session.
We have 3,056 applications to run through the lottery today.
The 2019 lottery was the third year CSD offered a preference to families who qualify for federal lunch aid to low-income families. Before opening the general lottery, the school had reserved 14 spots for low-income students.
So for the 2019-2020 school year, we have 35 openings in kindergarten, one opening each in grades 1 and 2, one opening in grade 4, two openings in grade 8, and one opening each in grades 9, 10, 11, and 12.
So, 44 seats for more than 3,000 applicants. Warner, who's still executive director at CSD, says parents haven't complained about the diversity preference. But she also says it hasn't brought much change in the school's demographics.
Obviously, it's a slow process because we're a K-12 school at full capacity.
Charlotte Labs School has seen more change and more pushback.
We know how many seconds are in a minute.
60 seconds,
right?
Along with CSD, it was among the three charter schools launching a weighted lottery in 2017, before there was any grant money attached. But at the time, Charlotte Lab was a fairly new school, adding grade levels 1 year at a time, and that provided more openings.
Oh, there's so much shouting out. That's unexpected behavior. Who can raise up white?
Also, Charlotte Lab is on the northern edge of uptown Charlotte, where nearby schools tend to have high poverty levels and significant black enrollment. But when the school opened in 2015, founding director Mary Moss says,
through word of mouth, we ended up with a far more white and a far more affluent population than we were hoping for.
In 2017, when it ran the first weighted lottery, Charlotte Lab was about 60% white and had a poverty level of 17%. Now she says the poverty level is 37%. That's getting close to the goal of 40% by 2022, and just under half of the current students are white. Moss says the biggest impact has been at the middle school campus, which opened the year the weighted lottery began. Next year, Charlotte Lab will add a high school. This is a school where being open about racism and economic justice is a high priority, according to Moss. But some families still got upset about skewing the lottery and increasing poverty levels.
We definitely lost some folks. And I think probably our applications have gone down some.
Popular, established charter schools that apply for access grants need to understand that, she says.
You have to be 100% committed to it. You have to be all in. If you're doing it because you think there's going to be money there, that's not a good reason. It's not enough of a reason.
So far, the state has awarded just over $3 million of the $37 million grant pool. So that means the biggest effects will play out in the coming years, as established schools and new startups see what happens when they do more to reach North Carolina's most disadvantaged kids. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.